Amanda Clayton, AmandaClayton, 7/11/23, 7/19/88. This is a 35-year-old woman who comes in today for medication refill. The patient has had a history of abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, which is now improved. She also needs her alprazolam and Buspar refilled along with the beta blocker, and she also takes a beta blocker. At home, she states that she became very anxious and depressed a few years ago when her brother, who was 12 years old, was accidentally shot, and then he passed away. Period. Any paradigm, COVID immunization, none. Medical problems, migraine headaches, anxiety, depression, has some kind of heart problems. She doesn't remember if it's mitral valve prolapse, but she definitely has symptoms of tachycardia, surgery, cholecystectomy, tonsillectomy. Social, last period, 6/20/23. She smokes, she doesn't drink, she's been pregnant one time, but no living children. She's single, she's a billing and a coder for Millennium, M-I-L-L-I-N-U-N-E-U-M, oncology services. Family history, mom and dad, mom is 67, doing well, dad's 84, died of old age and sepsis. Grandparents have heart disease, COVID immunization, non-allergy, penicillin, coding. She weighs 238 pounds. At one time, she lost 70 pounds, was down to 195. Then she's gained some weight back with the help of Herbalife. That's H-E-R-B-A-L-I-F-E. 97%, 98, 16, 111, 140 over 95. Heart positive, small positive, still lungs are clear. Abdomen soft, mixed with heavy disease, skin cells, the rash, arm, because of the vision, logical, non-focal. Assessment number one, anxiety. Number two, we did not give her the high dose alprazolam. We explained to her that our office does not provide the high dose alprazolam for anxiety. Number two, we did give her Buspar, 5 milligram, number 30, one daily. Next number, patient has a beta blocker that she takes at home, but did not refill her beta blocker. Next number, she did have lab work done, including thyroid. Next number, we're going to get, ma'am, we need to get her to sign a piece of paper to get her cardiology record. We're going to get the history of, we're going to get her cardiac history regarding the cardiologist's findings and the beta blocker that she's on. Next number, we did look at her echocardiogram. She does have tachycardia and mild LVH. Next number, she states that she was never placed on blood pressure medication because her blood pressure has never been high. We'll keep watching that for now. Next number, she has no PVD in her lower extremity. Next number is because of abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting initially, which is not much improved. With the diarrhea, we put her on Cipro, 500 milligram twice a day for 3 days for gastroenteritis. Next number, pelvic ultrasound is within normal limits in face of abnormal periods. Cannot rule out polycystic ovarian disease. Next number, status post-cholecystectomy. Next number, she does have mild fatty liver. Next number, her carotid ultrasound is within normal limits in face of history of dizziness. Next number, her thyroid looks normal. Next number, lower extremity and upper extremity shows no evidence of PVD or DVT. Next number, lab work obtained. Next number, we'll call patient with the results. Next number, get cardiology consult. Next number, since she works at a doctor's office, she will check her blood pressure and let us know if her blood pressure remains high. Thank you.
Thank you.